Selling poll, Bojo tweets praise for the Great Reset. Strap in everyone, 2021 is going to be a wild ride. By James Delling Poll on January 1, 2021. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has dashed hopes that 2021 will be any better than 2020 by tweeting his support of the Great Reset. Built Back Better is, as Johnson is perfectly well aware, the slogan of the World Economic Forum's deeply sinister Fourth Industrial Revolution, aka the Great Reset, whose aims include the deliberate crashing of the world economy, the crushing and destruction of small businesses, and the creation of a new cash-free society in which no one, save the technocratic elite, owns private property. Unfortunately for Johnson, people have started wising up to what Build Back Better actually means. Here are some of the comments which greeted his New Year message. You see, you deliberately destroyed things for your WEF/China masters. Build Back Better bollocks. Could you all please stop scaring us with the Build Back Better joke? Thank you. Build Back Better is the slogan of progressive technocracy. Why don't you come clean with people and let them know what it is you want? You market yourself as a conservative, which is preposterous given the policies you promote. More fascism, more taxes, more authoritarianism. Rot. In. Hell. The myriad of multilateral institutions serve only the interests of the global elites, including corrupt politicians and their cronies. We, the public, reject wholeheartedly your new pet projects, New World Order, Build Back Better. Drain the swamp. We don't want, and will not accept, your Build Back Better global system of serfdom. Open the shops and give people their lives back, or face the wrath of Almighty God on that dreadful day. Build Back Better for the people, not the government elites. No to the Great Reset that will destroy lives. Johnson has had a similarly unenthusiastic response to a jaunty piece in his old paper The Daily Telegraph, in which he claims that this year is going to be one of change and hope. Sounds vaguely familiar, and declares that the UK will lead the world in making green energy and tackling climate change. Here is how the readers responded. Is there no one who can tell this tub of lard to stop spouting this meaningless nonsense and shove his flags where the sun don't shine? Prime Minister, you have overseen the most devastating destruction of the fabric of our society since the Luftwaffe in the 40s. Millions of small businesses have gone to the wall. Millions of people are now unemployed where previously they had secured jobs. The education of our young has been made even worse than before, when barely educated teachers were already doing their best to ensure that children remained untaught. The country is indebted to a degree that has hardened Marxists tipping their hats in respect, and we have to put up with seeing mad scientists dictating policy to barely sentient politicians. I hope you will understand when I say that I will never, as long as my backside points south, vote for a so-called conservative government again. You and your simpering perfumed cohorts are beyond contempt. Nut Nuts sure has the clown under her thumb, vegan dinners, hippy-dippy bikes, hates cars, loves calamine tea, and best friends with the Green Party, also loves Extinction Rebellion, well happy Green Year and many windmills off the coast, smashing. The last comment is a reference to Johnson's highly influential green activist girlfriend Carrie Symons, who currently appears to be dictating Britain's environmental policy. Buckle up, everyone. Looks like it's going to be an exciting year.